Page 46, measure number 24-438, Aurora Fire District, referred to the people by the Aurora Fire Board. 5-year local option levy for hiring, general operations, and equipment. Question, shall AFRD replace current rate with 99 cents assessed value for 5 years beginning 2019, hiring EMTs and firefighters and enhancing operations? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, Aurora Fire District is seeking a 5-year local option tax for general operations. Monies are needed to maintain current staff of 4 and hire additional career EMTs and firefighters for emergencies. For the first time, this levy will allow the district to respond to calls 24 hours a day with a career emergency medical technician firefighters. AFD responds to over 1,000 emergencies a year. The amount of calls is stretching current resources. Volunteering is still an important aspect of the Aurora District. However, times have changed and time demands on volunteers has become increasingly difficult to balance. Money will also be used to enhance current volunteer program, pay for general operation expenses such as equipment, supplies, and repairs. This levy request will help ensure when you call us for an emergency, we will have a new crew available to assist you. This levy does not add an additional 99 cents. It replaces the current rate of 49 cents. The proposed rate will raise approximately $920,945 in 2019-2020, $958,573 in 2020-2021, $977,031 in 2021-2022, $1,006,342 in 2022-2023, and $1,036,532 in 2023-2024. The total estimated amount of tax to be raised, $4,899,423. The estimated cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate, and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and collection rate. No arguments were submitted in support or in opposition to this measure. Measure 24-438, Aurora Fire District Explanatory Statement. Responding to over 1,000 emergencies per year, AFD provides firefighting, rescue, and emergency medical services, or EMS, to residents within 64 square miles of Marion and Clackamas counties. We protect the cities of Aurora and Donald, as well as the Aurora Airport, Shampooey State Park, and 20 miles of Interstate 5. This levy is needed to maintain current operations and provide a career EMT firefighter as the officer in charge 24 hours a day. It will also allow us to make repairs, upgrade emergency equipment, and enhance our current student and volunteer program. Most of our calls for service occur when there are no career staff on duty. Currently, there are only 4 career employees on duty Monday through Friday during regular business hours. Once the business office is closed, volunteers and students are the primary emergency responders. If you or your loved one experience a cardiac event, car crash, or major emergency, a fire engine without a career EMT firefighter in charge is likely to respond. If your home is on fire, national mandates prohibit us from entering to extinguish the fire until a minimum of 4 firefighters are on scene. Between volunteers, students, and career staff, the levy will allow us to quickly meet these standards and provide better service to the community. The district has a group of well-qualified volunteers who serve in all positions from battalion chief to our newest recruit. However, time demands on volunteer firefighters have reached a point where it is difficult to recruit and, more importantly, retain volunteers. Family life, job requirements, and increased emergency calls have changed the face of the fire service, both nationwide and locally. The district recruits volunteers who live and or work within the community and can respond to emergency calls. We also recruit out-of-district volunteers who may live anywhere throughout the Willamette Valley and sign up for shifts, generally 12 to 24 hours in length, in Aurora or Donald. Our student program exists to provide staffing and a career path to college students. The district strives to maintain 6 student firefighters and place them on shifts, currently helping to ensure a minimum of 2 responders. They are among the newest and most inexperienced members. What is the impact if the operational levy fails? Our budget would be reduced by 37%, making the current level of operations unsustainable. We would have to delay needed repairs, the purchasing of vital equipment, and possibly reduce our current staff and student program. The priority of AFD will always be to serve our district and maintain timely emergency responses. However, without this levy, it would become increasingly difficult, if not impossible. This information submitted by Joshua L. Williams, Fire Chief, Aurora Fire District.